This is an article from the May-June 2023 issue of the Maharshi, published by Arunachala Ashrama. It is entitled, "That Was the Best Cheesecake Ever." It was going to be a glorious day. I had awakened early in the morning to the sound of the electric mixer whirring in the kitchen. Upon hearing that sound, I knew exactly what it portended. It was cheesecake day. Yes, today was the long-awaited day when my wife, whose reputation for making delicious cheesecakes had spread far and wide, would bake my favorite dessert. All day, I pictured in my mind the smooth, round form of the dessert, the snow-white layer of sweet icing, and the melt-in-your-mouth interior of a combination of ricotta and cream cheese. And the cherries on top. What to say of the cherries on top? So, after waiting for most of the day, after the baking, cooling, and setting of the cake, it was finally ready to eat. "Come and get it," were welcome words to my ears. I rushed into the kitchen, loaded up with a generous slice of heaven, and with much anticipation, let the odors of the enticing ingredients massage my olfactory nerves, while the sweet flavors washed over my taste buds. When I tasted the cake, I was transported instantly into a realm of contentment and, dare I say, peacefulness. I knew that this cheesecake was the cause of my immediate happiness. But wait a minute, was it actually so? Could this cake really be the cause of the peace I was experiencing and the happiness I felt? Let us see what Sri Bhagavan says about it. On 17.8.46 in Day by Day, Sri Bhagavan says, "Thinking that happiness comes from some object or other, you go after it. See from whence all happiness, including the happiness you regard as coming from the sense objects, really comes from. You will understand all happiness comes only from the self, and then you will always abide in the self." Okay, it is true that I did think that the reason for my contentment was the cheesecake. Okay, fine. I agree that it is a sense object. But how is it said that the happiness that I had comes from the self? Yes, I must admit that the restlessness of the anticipation to taste the treat which I experienced during the day had abated when I finally bit into it. In fact, the mind was much quieter than it had been for the preceding many hours. But could that happiness I felt truly be emanating from the essence of our being, or was it something different from that? Bhagavan states in Talks, "Ego's perfection is suddenly broken at a point, and a want is felt, giving rise to desire to get something or do something. When that want is cured by the fulfillment of that desire, the ego is happy, and the original perfection is restored. Therefore, happiness may be said to be our natural condition or nature." Talk 28. Further, in "Who Am I?", the truth is again expressed. Bliss and the self are not distinct and separate, but are one and the same, and that alone is real. Not even in one of the countless objects of the mundane world is there anything that can be called happiness. It is through sheer ignorance and lack of discrimination that we fancy that happiness is obtained from them. On the contrary, when the mind is externalized, it suffers pain and anguish. The truth is that every time our desires get fulfilled, the mind, turning to its source, experiences only that happiness that is natural to the self. Similarly, in deep sleep, in spiritual trance, samadhi, in a swoon, when desired object is obtained, or when evil befalls an object considered undesirable, the mind turns inwards and enjoys the bliss of the Atman. So, according to Sri Bhagavan, when a desire is fulfilled, the mind turns inward and returns to its source, and thereby experiences happiness. It is not from external objects that we obtain happiness. This idea occurs only because of our lack of discrimination, that is, aviveka. If we inquire closely, the peace that we experience is due to the waves of the mind being stilled and settling into its source. When a desire arises again, the mind becomes outwardly focused and attempts to attain the object of desire. It experiences sorrow in its going out. Having obtained the object, the mind is released from its restlessness. It again subsides into its own source, and happiness or peace is the result. Bhagavan has graciously explained that the cause of my happiness was not the cheesecake, the external object. Rather, it was the quietening of the mind and its absorption in its source. Now I know it. Another slice for me, you ask? Thanks, but no thanks. Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya.